Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues. The journey together is always better. We look forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issues each and every day. Let me remind you once again, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's called the Bible. I don't know about you, but I grew up in the days of having in Sunday school where we would sing the song, the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me, the B-I-B-L-E. That's what we focus on when we talk about issues on this broadcast each and every day. Let me remind you, when we look at the scripture, we understand what God is saying in Proverbs 29, verse 2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And then, ladies and gentlemen, my attention is called to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplication, prayers, and intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we need to pray for our leadership. The kings, the potentates, the prime ministers, and the presidents is the way I like to put it. I believe we need to pray for them each and every day. I believe it needs to be on the basis that we're going to ask God to intervene and give us victory over the enemy that is now within. We'll be talking about that in the broadcast today. Because we talk about the issues, we need to understand what is taking place in our nation, how it affects our churches, how it affects the Christian and the conservatives, the patriots. And that's what we're concerned about. We're talking about today, not safe in our homes, not safe in our homes. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not safe at all today when we see the rogue FBI and what is taking place. We're going to talk about that on this broadcast today. Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you're listening by way of the Internet, it's 904-831-0917. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion. But let me remind you, the truth book, the Bible, gives us clear indication, illustration, direction as to how we need to respond as we look at events. We need to see events through the prism of a biblical worldview. What does the Bible say? How does the Bible relate to it? Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." He made that statement in John 8:31 and 32. And then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, the Bible makes a declaratory statement about the word of God. The scripture says, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the word of God that should direct our footsteps. It's the truth of the word of God that we should make decisions as to what we're going to do, where we're going to go each and every day based on the truth book, the word of God. But ladies and gentlemen, you and I both realize that truth is not sought after anymore. Truth is not adhered to. Truth is not viewed as being authoritative in the society in which we're living in. In fact, I go back to George Orwell, the secularist that made the statement in his dystopian novel entitled 1984. Orwell said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And that's exactly what we see taking place in our lives and the lives of others around us today. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death." Now, ladies and gentlemen, when I say that, many times it may not be viewed as being that serious in America, but you can just look at the news reports and look at what's taking place in China with the Christian churches there, the persecution, the prosecution, and the incarceration that's taking place because the church is being persecuted and prosecuted in China simply because they're taking a stand that we're going to speak the truth. We're going to tell the truth based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. And that should be the mindset for each and every one of us today, is we're going to stand for truth, even if it might not be popular. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The Tools for Time staff can answer your questions about what is needful and necessary for the professional as well as for the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291, Old San Augustine Road. There's a benchmark, ladies and gentlemen, that will help you find Tools for Time. It's 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flowing 24/7. Base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has some good news. The news is today, Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly environment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing all of the staff and the employees of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the children of God as God's Word ordained it to be so. Let me encourage you and invite you to drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does in placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to read to you what we find in our amendments to the Constitution. The Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, ladies and gentlemen, is very, very needful and necessary, I believe, for us to understand what is said, what it is about, and understand then further, more fully, what we're talking about on this broadcast today. The Fourth Amendment reads, "The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable search and seizure shall not be violated, no warrants shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath of affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized." That's very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think there's any question about what the Fourth Amendment says and how we need to view that. But the question that we're talking about today, not safe in our own homes. We're asking the question today. We're postulating the position today that in America, are we safe today from the thugs with badges, from beating the door down and entering on a political rationale and reason? This is happening in America today as I speak. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not been many years ago that we all felt that our homes were our castles. Most Americans believed just a few years ago that our Bill of Rights provided us with the safety and security that we need in our homes without the enemies without coming in and in some way threatening us, intimidating us, and or harming ourselves and our families. Ladies and gentlemen, we've now discovered that the enemy is within. The enemy is within our borders. No longer is it just China. No longer is it Russia. No longer is it just Iran. No longer is it North Korea. No longer can we say our enemy within is or without even would be the BLM or the Antifa. No longer can we say the thugs on the streets, the ravages on the streets. No longer can we say that those are the only enemies that we have. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe today our mortal enemies, our mortal enemy happens to be the federal agencies with the three-letter acronyms like the CIA, the FBI, the CDC, the FDA, et cetera, et cetera. We've seen, ladies and gentlemen, just in the past couple of years, that all of these agencies seemingly have gone rogue. There seems to be a mindset that there's no oversight. There seems to be a mindset that Congress has no authority over what they do, where they go, what they say, and the power that they exert in usurping the authority over the Constitution. Ladies and gentlemen, one of our legislators in the state of Florida, from South Florida, made a statement very recently that he believes that we need to have special legislation and laws passed in the state of Florida that would prevent the FBI from coming in and carrying out any search warrant, carrying out any authority, unless they first get the authority and the approval from the state authorities and the local sheriffs and the state attorney general in the state of Florida. Now, I believe that is almost right on target. That goes back to states' rights. And I believe there needs to be some check and balance to keep rogue agents, thugs with badges, with FBI on their name tags, from going in homes and battling, knocking doors down and being the ones responsible for chaos and confusion in our great nation today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're just discovering more and more about the Hunter Biden laptop and how the FBI agents from the top down prevented it from being investigated. Listen, we'll talk about it in just a moment further on that very subject, where even the Mark Zuckerberg with Facebook just admitted that FBI told them to stand down and not to allow the information about Hunter Biden's laptop to go out to the general public, to shroud it, to sequester it, and to prevent it from being known just before the election of 2020. I'm looking at an article that says the FBI agent resigns amid claims that he shielded Hunter Biden from probe. In August, the FBI director, Ray, admitted alleged bias in Hunter Biden probe was deeply troubling. A top FBI agent at the Washington field office reportedly resigned from his post last week after facing intensive scrutiny over allegations that he helped shield Hunter Biden from criminal investigation and prosecution in his laptop and business dealings. The agent, ladies and gentlemen, an FBI special assistant, special agent in charge, was allegedly forced out of his office and accused of political bias in his handling of the probes involving President Biden's son, sources told Washington Times on Monday. The agent was escorted out of the field office by at least two headquarters-looking types last Friday, according to the sources. The FBI agent didn't immediately respond to the Post request for comment on Monday. He's a 25-year veteran and already has been on leave for a month after the top Republicans on the state on the Senate Judiciary Committee, Chuck Grassley, started raising concerns about the whistleblower claims that the agent, the FBI agent, had obstructed his own investigations, into the first son, speaking of Hunter Biden. This article further says, Timothy Thibault, that's Thibault, T-H-I-B-A-U-L-T, it's not the same one that you're thinking of, that's the ball player, Timothy Thibault allegedly tried to kill off a valid avenue of investigation of possible Hunter Biden criminality until at least 1 month before the November 2020 election. In a letter to the FBI Director Christopher Wray in July, Grassley said that Thibault and FBI Supervisor Intelligence Analyst Brian Alton, A-U-T-E-N, were allegedly involved in a scheme to undermine derogatory information connected to the Hunter Biden investigation and the Hunter Biden laptop by falsely suggesting that it was disinformation. Thibault allegedly ordered the matter closed without providing a valid reason as required by FBI guidelines and subsequently attempted to improperly mark the matter in FBI systems so that it could not be opened anytime, even in the future, according to Chuck Grassley. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm giving you some peripheral information and documentation leading to the major thrust of the dialogue and discussion on this broadcast today. In discussing what is taking place with no home being protected today from the thugs with badges. Ladies and gentlemen, the enemy is within. I believe we're watching the erosion of American jurisprudence system. I believe we're watching the erosion of any confidence and trust that the American people ever had in the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, the FDA, the CDC, et cetera, et cetera. One by one, we're watching these agencies go rogue, and as they do, we're watching the sense of Americans having the mindset and the feeling of uneasiness as never before. You'll recall that just a few months ago, ladies and gentlemen, the DOJ under Merrick Garland, our U.S. Attorney General, developed a 32-page document, transmitted that document to the FBI. And in that document, ladies and gentlemen, it was outlining how to characterize and how to discover domestic terrorists in America and how to deal with them for prosecution. For brevity, let me just give you this information. It was a 32-page document. Merrick Garland said that first he had not done so. Then later, when it was discovered that he had produced the document, it had been transmitted to the FBI. Then the answer from Merrick Garland was, well, we don't intend to enforce it. It's, in other words, it's not really real, ladies and gentlemen. Something you don't have to worry about. No, 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 I beg your pardon. 10,000 times I say no. It's being applied even today. It is being enforced today. The domestic terrorist document prepared by the DOJ, it literally boils down to a hit list for anyone that's conservative, a Christian, a Republican, a follower of Donald J. Trump. Let me just give you succinctly two or three minor points in relationship to that. If you question the 2020 election and its validity, you may be a domestic terrorist. If you question the authority of Joe Biden as being a valid president in the Oval Office, ladies and gentlemen, based on the DOJ's document and the FBI's use of that document outlining domestic terrorists, then you may be a domestic terrorist. If you're a Christian, if you vote Republican, if you voted for Donald J. Trump, if you challenge the local school board for teaching the CRT and the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, ladies and gentlemen, that you are definitely, unequivocally, a domestic terrorist, according to what has been outlined by the Department of Justice, now being enforced by the FBI. You are a domestic terrorist. That's the agenda. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have all witnessed the FBI's raid on President Donald J. Trump's home. Now, listen, there are a lot of folks that think that, well, that was the president. Maybe he's guilty of something. That was the former president. Maybe he's done something wrong. That was the former president. Maybe he does have the nuclear codes that he's going to transmit to some foreign country to destroy America. That's what they'd have you to believe out of the disinformation coming out of the feds. That's what they'd have the American citizens to believe, that somehow, some way, President Trump may have gone rogue. Somehow, President Trump may want to harm, hurt, or destroy America. They would have us to believe, ladies and gentlemen, that the home in Mar-a-Lago, Florida, was raided by 60 to 90 FBI agents. Yes, it was 60 to 90, wasn't 30 or 40. Ladies and gentlemen, they had FBI agents in the water, frogmen in the water. They had FBI agents in the air. They had FBI agents on the ground. They had FBI agents surrounding the complex. They had FBI agents in the home with automatic long guns, as Kamala Harris would call it, weapons of war. Had them drawn, ready to use them on a former president of the United States of America, when over a period of almost a year, President Trump had been negotiating through his attorneys with the attorneys for the DOJ and FBI in relationship to the National Archives clamor for documents they claimed he shouldn't have. That's not been done to Barack Hussein Obama. That I understand took 30, 40, 50, 100,000 plus or minus documents from the White House when he left. Now, one thing has been said about we need to go through them. We need to analyze them. We need to look at them. We need to knock your door down and charge you with some crime because of what you've taken with you. That's not been done. But ladies and gentlemen, that's the way they treated President Donald J. Trump. There's a mindset somehow, some way, ladies and gentlemen, that he needs to be destroyed. He needs to be prevented from being on any future ballot to run for any office in the United States of America. So, ladies and gentlemen, the FBI treated the president like an international thug. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, President Donald J. Trump was treated more harshly, I believe, than any drug lord or gangster in the world would have been treated. You see, when a gangster or a drug lord is being arrested, they read them, give them the Miranda rights. They're very careful on how to treat them because they have body cameras. And, you know, you can't have the scream and cry, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. You'll burn a city down if that happens. But when it comes to President Donald J. Trump's personal property, his home, that's not the way it was. Ladies and gentlemen, his home was raided at gunpoint at dawn. All of his house was ransacked. Even his wife's closet was examined. Locks were broken off of closet doors. About 12 to 15 boxes of documents hauled off with total disregard to the Fourth Amendment. Let me read you that Fourth Amendment again. See if you think it might apply. The right of the people to be secure in their home and their persons, houses, papers, and effort and effects against unreasonable search and seizure shall not be violated and no warrant shall issue, but upon probable cause supported by oath of affirmation and particularly describing the place to be searched and the person or things to be seized. Ladies and gentlemen, the warrant was issued. The affidavit supporting the warrant has just been made public. 90% of it has been redacted. They do not give the rationale or reason. Basically, as the unredacted portion that I've read, the FBI walked in with what they will call a blanket search warrant. Search any place in the house, find anything you want, haul anything you deem necessary out. They're now discovering, ladies and gentlemen, in the multiple boxes they hauled away from President Trump's home, that much of that was privileged information, attorney-client privilege information. I think it'll go far deeper than that. I think there will be things discovered that will be far greater evidence of it being a political witch hunt more than anything else. In fact, I'm looking at an article that's titled, DOJ says FBI agents took potentially privileged materials in the Trump raid, dated August the 29th. Officials have completed their examination of documents that were taken during the raid on former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence, and it's possible that attorney-client privilege information was seized by the FBI agents, the Department of Justice stated in August 29 filing. The Justice Department was responding to a motion filed by President Trump to request the appointment of a special master to review the seized documents. The DOJ's privilege review team, now isn't that wonderful? They've got a privilege review team that review and they will read and probably copy the documents and then say, yes, we shouldn't have had this. Yes, we shouldn't have got this. This is privileged information. Ladies and gentlemen, that should have been covered in the application for the warrant, for the search warrant to go in and search, number one. Number two, there should have been a specificity of what documents, how many documents, what room they'd be found in, and not free reign over the total premises based on my understanding of the Fourth Amendment. This article says, the DOJ's privilege team, review team was tasked with reviewing the documents, prosecutor said in the August 29th legal brief coming in response to a weekend ruling by the U.S. District Judge Arlene Cannon to schedule a hearing on whether or not the independent third party to oversee the department combined of evidence would be necessary. Ladies and gentlemen, that judge is supposed to rule on it today as to whether or not a third party can be set up, a private individual set up to review all the documents. This article says Trump's legal team called the FBI search of his property potentially motivated and aggressive. Trump and members of his team have said that while in office, the former president declassified a whole range of materials. Cannon, which is speaking of the judge, in response wrote on August the 27th, that she, it's a female judge, she'll likely approve a special master to look at the documents and other materials. A special master, usually retired judge or prosecutor, is a neutral third party that used to settle some legal disputes, such as those involving attorney-client privilege, etc., etc. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in dire circumstances in America. If that can be done to a former president's home and then somehow think that we are safe. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got documents we'll talk about during the course of this broadcast. Looking at one says, FBI raids the home of a mom who protested a school board meeting. That is a very, very, we're headed in a very serious, very dark, very dilemmifying, dangerous position in America. In fact, Tulsi Gabbard just said that we have become a third world nation. We've become a third world banana republic was the term she used. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we have Greg on the line. Greg, give you the question or comment, please.
You know, Democrats have shown us their fascist side when Democrats occupy the minority in the House and the Senate. Their overwhelming concern has been about the minority rights within the House and Senate. You know, their right to bring legislation and appoint members of committees and this and that. But now that they're in the majority, of course, they trample the rights of the minority. Even this January 6th, you know, non-committee committee, this force that they foisted upon us. But on the Trump issue, understand the idea of getting attorney-client privilege documents out of Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. That's one thing, and it's unlawful. It's not right. But they've already raided six of Donald Trump's attorneys. Now, picture this. If you're a business person, and I could give you some problems I've had with the way Donald Trump's conducted business over the years. However, he employs, I'm sure, over the years, hundreds of attorneys and CPAs and business professionals in the conduct of business. You take an individual that's owned hundreds of businesses, and you take the stacks and stacks and stacks of documents and correspondence and everything else where a business person is going, hey, how do I do this legally and lawfully? Or I've been told X, Y, and Z, how do we do it so it passes the test under the law? Understand every single one of those correspondence that they've laid, they're looking for a way to pop open the oyster and find a criminal charge. As they've gone into Mar-a-Lago, they knew up front that they did not need to do what they did. They did it anyway because Donald Trump will go down in history as the most investigated president, perhaps the most investigated man in human history, not investigating crimes, but investigating a man. And I would challenge any business person today that has any longevity in business, if they investigate you to the point, to the degree they've investigated Donald Trump, you will go down on a criminal offense. It is wrong to see this taking place. And the idea is you have rights, and the presumption of innocence, that's one of your rights. This Fourth Amendment right against unreasonable, matter of fact, that's the test. Was this reasonable? This was absolutely not reasonable. It will, you know, under any sort of scrutiny, a Fourth Amendment challenge to this raid will be determined, will make the raid to be determined unconstitutional in violation of Donald Trump's civil rights.
Absolutely.
And as you've already articulated, right, if you can do it to him, this can be done to any one of us. Our rights are in jeopardy today.
Yes. Greg, can I ask you to hold over until right after the news? I've got a couple of very serious questions to ask you. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after
this
the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.